Hi, this is Mark, and welcome to the Candleshore Podcast. This is show number 27. Today I interview Casey Matthews and Ty Schwab, who are both mobile speak for smartphone users. One uses the Motorola Q and the other the Pantech Duo. And so we discuss the phones and the software that runs on them. So we'll get right to the interview. Enjoy.
Well, hello, this is Mark, and we're here at the Candleshore Podcast, and we're starting our interview with Casey, and was it Casey Matthews?
Yes, that's right.
And Ty Schwab, two of our esteemed users on the Mobile Speak for Smartphone Users list. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves and tell us what phones they have, and then I have some questions for them, and we'll proceed from there. So, Ty, I'll let you go first.
Okay, my name is Ty Schwab, and I live in Eugene, Oregon, and I am using the Motorola Q.
And you're using the original Q?
Yes.
Okay, so that's running Windows Mobile 5, right?
5, yes.
Okay, that sounds good. And Casey?
Yeah, I'm Casey Matthews, and I am in Orlando, Florida, very sunny. Unfortunately, right now it's very cold, and I'm using the Pantech Duo.
The Pantech, okay, that's good. And that's running Windows Mobile 6, is it not?
That's right, yep.
And also, Ty, we had talked earlier about you had creating an MSS hack on the Q, which I want to get to before long. Now, what I'd like to ask each one of you, and either one you can go first. I guess Casey will let you go first. What made you decide to get a Pantech, and you know, how much research did you do, and you know, what was the deciding factor?
Well, I had gone into a few of the AT&T stores and looked at several different phones, and I just really like the Pantech because the buttons are pretty easy for me to feel.
You mean distinguish between them?
Yeah, there's some pretty good gaps between the buttons. I also wanted a QWERTY keyboard with the phone. I have a difficult time doing the number thing and doing text messaging with that.
Right, like pressing 2, 3, or 4 times to get to the
right
button.
Yeah, that kind of drives me a little nutty. So. Yeah. I wanted a QWERTY keyboard, and so this one, the QWERTY keyboard was pretty easy to figure out where things are because there's a nice little kind of a little lump between the you know, the regular keys, the F and the G and the H and the J. So with those landmarks there, it was pretty easy to figure out what things were. And I figured since it was Windows Mobile, I figured it might be a little more familiar to me as far as using the phone, that kind of thing.
Right. Now, did you know about Mobile Speak before you got to Pantech?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did know about it. I had used it with a few other phones.
Okay,
and,
that's good. So you were at home with the phone. That's important. Now, we should mention to people that the Pantech Duo is a slider, or they call a slider phone, right?
Right. It actually in its normal configuration, you have about 7 buttons on the phone. That's it.
Okay. Okay.
And then what happens is when you slide the phone down, you have the number pad. The only thing that you have on there is just the numbers.
Okay.
So it's real easy to figure out where your numbers are, as opposed to all the other buttons on the phone.
Pretty right. Okay.
And then when you slide that number pad back up. And then you pull the phone over to over to the right.
You mean tilt it? You mean turn it the other way, clockwise?
Yeah, you just slide it out to the right.
Okay.
And then your QWERTY keyboard slides out.
It's right there.
Yep. Yeah, regular size buttons, and also I know a lot of people like the fact that, you know, because it's got a phone pad and a QWERTY, you can use either one. You can do the number thing with your text messaging, or you can use the QWERTY. So whatever you like, you can do both.
That sounds good. Now, Ty, you have the Motorola Q, and on the Mobile Speak list, certainly, I think the greater number of people have that Q. It's like for every one Blackjack 2 user, there's 25 Q users. So, you know, clearly you're on the winning team. Can you tell us, again, you know, what was it like? Why did you choose the Q over other phones?
Well, I am an IT consultant, and I was originally using the Motorola Razr, and that just wasn't, and using my PDA to do all my contacts, and switching back and forth between the two was too cumbersome.
Yep, agreed.
Took too much time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started looking at, with Verizon, I started looking at some of the smartphones and some of the PDA phones, and my chief operating officer here uses the, Verizon HTC 6700.
Is that a smartphone? Oh, okay.
That's a PDA cell phone.
Okay.
And I didn't, I had used it before, and well, I'd used hers before, and I didn't really like the touchscreen.
Okay.
You know, because it's always on my belt, and I'm always, you know, bumping into
it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so then I looked at the Motorola Q.
Okay.
And the Motorola Q had everything on there that I needed except for, of course, Office Mobile, which I ended up getting on later. But, you know, it was great because I'm able to use ActiveSync to, you know, to sync all my contacts from our email server back at the office and download email, get email on the go.
Well, you said something kind of interesting. This has been something on the list that I'm a little confused by, and I'm glad we have you here. There are different queues. I mean, it's not like the Blackjack 2 that I own. There's one Blackjack 2, and there's one, you know, a Blackjack. But on the Pantech and the Q alike, they're different incarnations, and they have different software on them. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because I know I put out an email because of my friend at Motorola who told me that, you know, the Q does not ship with Office Mobile, and then someone on the list said they did have Office Mobile. So it's a little confusing, I guess, which phone you buy.
Yeah, well, the Q, the original Q that I had from got from Verizon did not ship with Office Mobile, but I was able to get Office Mobile from one of the distributors there at Microsoft and install that on there on top of that. And I know some of the other Qs do come with Opera,
mm-hmm.
and some come with Internet Explorer.
Exactly.
I think it's the Global from AT&T that comes with Opera.
Okay, that Global. And Casey, on the Pantech, what word processor ships with the phone?
It comes with, I think they call it Quick Word. It's part of the, I think they call it the part of the Quick Office package.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually haven't used it. You know, I just usually just do everything, you know, with other, you know, either with a computer or something else. But I've seen them. But I haven't really used it, so.
Understood. Yeah, I've been sort of lax on that myself. I've been playing with everything else except the word processor. Ty, do you think you have Office Mobile? Is that very accessible on the Q?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The only thing I can kind of gripe about it is, you know, you can't create new documents, not like Word documents.
Well, that was I saw an email on the list today about that. Somebody said, well, you have to have a blank document and you can go into edit mode or something, but you can't create a new one.
Right.
Which I find very intriguing. But
no, but it's real nice because the Excel feature of it is really accessible with MobileSpeak.
Hmm.
You know, we've got our price list for all the software and hardware that we sell, you know, that's on the Excel spreadsheet, and I can just pull that up and do a quick find of the product I want. When you
have a Q, you cannot use or hear mobile speak while on a phone call. Is that correct?
Yes, that is. But what I did is I ended up making a using the Lua scripting language and using a registry hack where I can have mobile speak. Smartphone speak into my Jawbone Bluetooth headset, and then I can still be on the call at the same time.
That's great, and I want to definitely get to that. But out of the box, because again, we get a lot of people who, you know, they get the phone and then they say, why can I hear mobile speak? And I don't think, you know, people are prepared for that. And if you've never had a smartphone before, you really probably wouldn't notice it. But when I came from the 3125 singular 3120, and of course I was used to having mobile speak, and I would have been stunned if I'd bought that phone and gotten home and not been able to do it. So I just want to make it clear from a Q user that out of the box, you cannot use mobile speak smartphones while you're on a call.
Correct.
Okay, and that's because of the phone, right? It's not because of mobile speak.
Right, because it's not a multi-channel sound card on the phone.
Oh, is that what it? Thank you. I didn't know that. Okay,
yes.
So it's a multi-channel. Okay, and then Casey?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Now, your Pantech, and I believe the Pantech ship with Windows Mobile 6 Professional
as opposed to
Standard. And I've done some checking on the web, and Ty, both of you can confirm this for me. It seems to me that the only difference I've noticed is that the Professional version ships with voice command while the Standard does not. Can you guys shed some light on that for me?
That I'm really not sure about. Mm-hmm. I know that the Pantech Duo does have voice command, mm-hmm. But I really don't know if that's because it's got Windows Mobile 6 standard or professional. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough, but you did, Ty, Ty,
yeah.
I've been watching Star Trek episodes, calling you Q. Tell me, but it does not ship with the Q, correct?
Correct, it does not. And the Q is using Windows Mobile 5 standard, but the professional version of the Q, which I think you can get with the Global, mm-hmm. as well as the 9M,
yeah.
does ship with voice command.
They do?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. That's very good. Now, so I want to make a note to everybody who's listening. We had a person on the list who went to voice command and was going to purchase it, and it said that the voice command was not compatible with the Samsung Blackjack 2, which is not true. I do want to explain to everybody why you might see that. Unlike the Pantech, and I believe the Q also, you can confirm this for me, Tom, that the Blackjack 2 does not have a record button, a hardware record button. I know the Pantech does. Right, Casey?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Does the Q also have a record button?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So both of those phones have hardware record buttons, as does the Singular 3125 and various other phones. The Blackjack 2 does not have a hardware record button. So consequently, to make voice command work when not being used by Bluetooth, and as I said, you're just going to use it right from the handset, you have to set up a function key command to make it work. And I believe that's probably why it's put out there on the web that it's not compatible, simply because most people will access voice command by pressing one button and hearing the little prompt and then speaking under the phone. We can do the same thing on the Blackjack 2, except that in order to do that, you must press two buttons simultaneously. And so I think that was the main reason. I use voice command almost, I'd say 98% of the time, and it hasn't been a problem. So for those of you who are doing some surfing out there and you find that, don't worry. Version 1.6 is for the Blackjack 2 running Windows Mobile 6 standard. Okay, there's a little plug for my phone. Thank you very much. All right, thank you. Both of you, have you guys purchased any accessories? And if so, which ones do you have?
Yes, I...
Go ahead, Ty.
I purchased along with it my Jawbone headset,
okay.
as well as a Think Outside iGo Bluetooth keyboard.
Okay,
I
want to respond to each one because... All right, so you have the Jawbone. That's a very... Is that an A2DP compliant... headset, a Bluetooth headset?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and is it in one piece or two? Does it go in both ears or one ear?
One ear.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, all right. And you may not remember, but just on average, how much did you pay for it?
I paid $84.
Okay, that's a great price. All right, and then you said you got this iGo keyboard.
Yes, Think Outside iGo Bluetooth keyboard.
Mm-hmm. And... You can use them both simultaneously?
Yes, I can.
Wow.
It's got a Bluetooth manager that I have to do a little hack with the keyboard to make it have its own pass key. So because they both use a 0000 pass key.
That's right. Oh, that's good. Well, again, I'm kind of going out of the box because most of us don't have the experience that you have. Out of the box, are you suggesting that you, and I'm not putting you on the spot, I mean, you only know what you know. Is it possible that you're saying you can't use both that keyboard and that Bluetooth headset at the same time, were it not for your hack?
If not for my hack, you couldn't. No.
Okay, that's important to know because some people are going to be thinking, well, Ty said he could do it. Why can't I do it? So it's important to know that you've made an adaptation to make it happen. It didn't just come out way out of the box.
Yeah, and if anybody on the list would like that, they can email me offline and I can send that to them.
That's great, yeah, because we're going to give out your contact information at the end. And then so you have the keyboard, and is that one of those keyboards that fold in two?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and it uses what, AAA, AA batteries?
Yes, two AAA batteries.
Okay, any other accessories?
Yes, also got software. I got the Office Mobile, of course, and mm-hmm. Voice Command.
Okay.
As well as a, it's called Auranetto PDF reader.
Mm, okay, I've never heard of
free
it.
It's a free PDF reader that allows you to read ebooks or PDF files.
Interesting. Very. Now, you know, it's interesting. I have a, the Blackjack 2 has a PDF reader on it that I've not used. You're saying that the Q did not come with any PDF reader.
Correct.
Okay, and this worked. It reads long documents and everything, huh?
Yes, and you can also customize. You can put place markers where you left off. You can add little text notes to the side of it, you know, if you want to make a note while you're reading.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's impressive. That's good. Any other accessories that you have?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, that's good. That's a lot. How about you, Casey, with the Pantech?
Yeah, no, I'm at the opposite end of the scale. I didn't get any extras for my phone, at least not yet.
Not yet, okay. And for that, you know, just so I can throw my 2 cents in, the phone cost $99, but I'll tell you guys, I spent 10 times that in accessories. It's just one of the reasons why buying a phone is such a big deal for me. It's not the phone that costs so much, it's all the stuff that goes with it, you know what I mean? So I bought the memory card. Now, do either of you have a memory card on your phones, or are you still using the main memory? Okay.
Yes, but I have a 4 gigabyte card.
You have a 4 gig, and Casey, you don't, right?
I just got the regular, I just have a 2 gig, H, you know, the high capacity card.
Okay, so you did buy a card,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I did, I already had one. I didn't buy it after the fact, but I got one.
But it worked.
A while before the phone, yeah.
Okay, so that's gonna count as an accessory, alright? There you go. You didn't have to buy it, but it counts as an accessory.
Right.
And Casey, I assume both of you would think that it's a good idea to have a card. I mean, I know you don't need one, but would you think you definitely need one, or either one of you?
Yes, especially if you're going to add any kind of programs, like especially for the Q, because you only have 128 megabytes of RAM and 64 that's usable. So any kind of stuff like Office, mobile you want to put on there, or any other kind of applications, you would need an SD card.
Okay.
And I would also say it's good for backing up things too, backing up settings or your contacts or anything like that you'd want to make sure you save.
Yeah, no, I agree. That sounds absolutely right, and that's good. Now, I have a couple other. I have a leather case for the phone, which I've actually gone through. I have to own 7 cases, if you can believe that, until they finally came out with the one that's fitted for the phone. So now I have 6 cases that I'm not using, but at least I got the right one I want. And then I have an extra battery, which is interesting because I don't have an extra desktop charger, but I do have an extra battery. And I'm trying to think. Oh, I think I have 5 or 6 headphones, the wired ones that go into the Blackjack. I think I have 2 that are single ear and 3 or 4 that are double. And I keep a pair of them in the car, on my side of the car. I don't know why, but, you know, when I take trips and something, I never know. Maybe I don't know. I just have it there. And then I think I put out on the list that I have 4 or 5. I think I'm up to 6 Bluetooth devices, and I'm not, because I unlike you gentlemen, I made the mistake. I got a Motorola Pure, which I absolutely love, but it is not A2DP compliant, and as such, and it means that unlike Ty, you have the Bluetooth, right?
Yeah.
Unlike Ty, I can either listen. I can either use the Bluetooth as a speaker in my ear, or I can use it to make phone calls, but I can't do both. So it's kind of weird. And those of you who've experienced it will know that mobile speak and voice command will revert back to the handset. So if you're going to buy a Bluetooth device for any of the modern phones, I suggest you spend a little extra money. I should say extra, but mine cost $130, and you would think for that kind of money it would have been A2DP compliant. But I didn't know, and I do like it enough to use it just to make phone calls. But if you are going to buy a Bluetooth device, you might want to make sure it is A2, D as in David, P as in Peter compliant. And that doesn't, sometimes it's referred to as a stereo Bluetooth. And I mistakenly thought that stereo simply meant it would go in both ears. Well, you can have a stereo Bluetooth. It means, Todd, correct me if I'm right or wrong on this, that it means it's multi-channel.
Correct.
Yeah, and so I made the mistake of thinking it was hardware versus software, you know, versus, you know, 2 pieces. So you can get a 1-piece, believe it or not, stereo Bluetooth, A2DP compliant, like Ty has, and be just fine. So just keep that in mind. We do have, you know, people on the list, and maybe people listening who may not understand the difference between that.
Oh, and Mark, I forgot to tell you, too. I've got another accessory I didn't
Ooh, good.
I'm beta testing it for some software developer friends of mine. It's a GPS tracking system.
Ooh, oh, man.
It's supposed to work on the smartphone, and it's, what happens is I've got the program loaded on my smartphone on my SD card.
Okay.
And I also have a Bluetooth receiver that's connected to my CNI dog, her harness. And so as she's moving in front of me, you know, not moving right beside her, it's speaking into the Jawbones headset that I have into my ear, which way I'm going.
You're a gadget guru, man. I love it. Absolutely. That is great. Wow. Which brings up something else, by the way. I guess I should, you know, again, I've never really done this before, so I'm learning as I go. I wanted to ask you both, because it's important to maybe people to see what perspective you're coming from. So, Ty, you have a guide dog. That means you're totally blind?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and Casey?
Yeah, I'm totally blind as well, and I use a cane.
Oh, do you? Okay, you're a cane user. And I'm probably somewhere, you know, it's interesting because I travel as a cane user because I have tunnel vision. And, it, you know, before my retina's detached, I could see to walk without it. I would never walk alone without a cane anymore. So, and I function as a Braille user, although I can use Zoom text and things. But I'm definitely more comfortable reading and writing Braille and functioning as a totally blind person. So just so everybody can see where we're coming from. Because you do have some people, you know, mobile speak is a very good screen magnifier. And so, you know, I don't really address any of those because I don't see well enough to do it. But I do want potential customers out there to know that it is reputed to be a very fine screen magnifier. And I want to cover something else about the Q. We covered the Pantech on this. And it's a slide phone, has two keyboards. That's why it's called a Duo, a QWERTY keyboard and a number keypad. And that in order to use a QWERTY, you have to reorient the phone to slide it out. Now, the Q and the Blackjack, Ty, if you could explain, describe the Q for people. I mean, the Blackjack is similar.
Sure. The Q looks like about, I would say, they call it a candy bar phone.
Okay.
You know, it's about the size of a Kit Kat candy bar.
Right, okay.
And at the very top of the Q, above the screen, you've got your two speakers to hear the call. Right below that, you have your 2.4-inch, I think it's a TFT display.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then on the left-hand side, right below the display, you have your, was it your left soft button? And then right below that, you have your send button. And just to the right of the left soft button and the send button is your home button. And then right in the middle there is your directional keypad, which has your up and down,
right,
left and right,
okay,
arrows, and then your enter key. And then to the right of your directional pad, you have your right soft button and your end button. And then, of course, right below those, it's separated pretty well by a rubber feeling kind of a sectioner that sections it off.
Mm-hmm.
Then right below that, you have your number pad and your QWERTY keyboard.
I don't really
use the QWERTY keyboard as much because I usually will use my Bluetooth keyboard to do any kind of writing.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. I was going to ask you the numbers on the Blackjack. The numbers are right, you know, right on top of the letters, and you have to kind of memorize where they are. I'm assuming the Q is the same way, but you're using the Bluetooth, which is a nice convenience. So that's just to give people kind of an idea of what you can expect. I never dreamed I'd be using a phone that wasn't a flip phone. I thought that was the only way to go, but I've crossed over. Now, next question for both of you, and Casey, you can field this one for us. What are your major likes, or more importantly, dislikes, because, I mean, it's very good to promote a phone. Anything about it that you would caution people if they were going to choose it? Not that you wouldn't, obviously it wasn't after the two of you from it, but just something that people should be aware of.
Well, one of the things my biggest, I guess, peeve about it is that when you're listening to someone talking on the other end, I guess this is probably because of the speaker is so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times the calls sound a little bit muffled.
Okay.
And I think the trick is to get that speaker right over your ear, and that can be a little challenging. You know, you can try to compensate by turning the phone up, but mm-hmm. then it gets even more distorted and muffled, so you have to turn it down about halfway and then try to get that speaker right over your ear, and it's can be a little challenging when you're walking down the sidewalk or
mm-hmm.
something like that. So that's my biggest thing that I really do not like about the phone.
That's a very, you know what, I never would have thought of that. Never would have thought of it. Anything from you, Ty, with regard to the Q that you would, well, I mean, other than the obvious one, I think, for most of us, which would be that mobile speak, you can't, out of the box, again, I'm saying out of the box, you can't use mobile speak on a, you know, while you're on a call, but anything else?
Well, my biggest gripe about it probably is its memory size. You know, you only have about 128 megabytes of, or 64 usable megabytes of memory on it. You know, and that, you know, could be easily compensated by getting a card to install most of your programs on. And then the, I'd say the speaker part of it also is very, it's tiny.
Clearly you've made some really cool hacks for the Q. And for people who want to learn more about it and get more in detail can certainly, you know, email you. Because we have a lot of non-technical people on the list. But so you've done, from what I can tell from our conversation, you've done two hacks or more?
Two right now.
Okay, and if you could describe them, I'd appreciate it. Yeah.
Yes, the first hack is with the Jawbone headset. You know, as far as not being able to hear mobile speak, you know, when I'm talking on the phone, what I did is I went through and used Mozilla scripting language, and I also went and used a registry hack that allowed mobile speak to come in through my Jawbone headset while I'm talking on the phone. So I can do stuff, you know, I can be typing on the phone I could be typing on my smartphone while I'm actually talking on it and actually hear mobile speak and the output of my typing or my commands come through the Jawbone headset.
That's great. I mean, that's incredible. And it's something that you can email the people and tell them how to do.
Yes.
Wonderful. Oh, about the Bluetooth. The keyboard, I think you said something about the 000, because you can use both the headset and the keyboard at the same time.
Yeah, this hack is just a registry hack that goes in and every Bluetooth device you have has a default passphrase, you know, like a password, and it's usually four zeros. Now, if you have more than one Bluetooth device, they're both going to have four zeros, and so unless you shut one of those devices off, they're going to be fighting each other. So what my little registry hack did was go ahead and make, and I've tried this with about four different Bluetooth devices. Mm-hmm. It goes in and it changes the, like the keyboard is what I made it for, goes in and changes that keyboard's password in the registry, which is 0000,
right.
The four zeros, changes it to 4 or 5. So now when it goes ahead and you turn on your keyboard, the keyboard starts talking to your phone, and if you also have your Bluetooth headset in, the Bluetooth headset is using that 40 password, and now the keyboard is using that 4 or 5 password. So now they're not fighting with each other.
I think that's great.
To try to see who gets control first of the Bluetooth.
I love it. That's very impressive. That's good. Actually, you're going to be, and again, people can give you an email address and everything in just a few minutes. Finally, you know, and I really do appreciate both of you doing this. This is going to be very informational, helpful to people. Any suggestions for anything, Casey? I mean, you know, you've got the. By the way, you're on which network? The Pantech.
I'm with the AT&T. I'm with the AT&T service.
Your AT&T
used to be. AT&T.
And Ty, you were saying you must be at Verizon.
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right, you're Verizon.
I believe it's the Avenue or EVDO network.
Yeah, the EVDO. Yeah, that's very fast. That's very good. That's very good. All right. And so, any other comments that either one of you would like to make? This would be great. I mean, I wish I had the two phones, both of your phones here, so I could really compare them and play around with them. But it doesn't work that way. So, any suggestions or comments or anything?
I would just say, you know, if you're looking for if your major concern with a phone is a high quality audio and you know good call quality and good audio quality and I would say if you're looking for that kind of phone, then Pantech may not be the phone for you. Although you know if you're looking for a phone that is easy to feel tactily,
got it.
You know that you may be a little bit familiar with how Windows works, and you have a little bit of similarity there in some of the applications like the calendar and the appointments and
appointment scheduling,
messaging
like
and that kind of thing. You have a little bit of similarity there. So, you know, those are some of the things to consider, I think, with this phone. And, you know, just, again, the call quality isn't as good as I'd like.
Right. I think you make a very good point, though. Sometimes we go for quality. Sometimes we go for convenience. And there are some people I know that might be a bit into, I know, I'll be honest with both of you. When I first put my hands on a QWERTY keyboard, it blew me out of the water. I'd never seen anything but the standard number keypad. And when I saw those little bitty keys, and I thought, it just seemed almost impossible. So the learning curve may be easier on the Pantech to get started with. But so that's something that's kind of good to note. Any comments, Ty, about the Q?
Yes, I would. My only suggestion is to do your research on the phone that you want. Just like Casey was saying, just like the Pantech, the sound quality on the Q is not that great.
Right.
But the accessibility of it, you know, as far as the spacing of the keys and navigational functions, and if you're wanting a phone too that does a lot of like the office. Office mobile.
Yeah.
Just be aware that the Q is not going to come with that. So you may want to, you know, purchase that separately. And they have been told that, well, Office Mobile 6, I believe, they said that it would not work with Office, with Windows Mobile 5, but it does.
Oh.
So
uh-huh.
Don't let that sway you there.
That is, you know what, guys, that's great advice. I mean, it's really quite good. I know that the only reason I made the choice I did is because of the people on the list and listening to other people. And so I think it's just great advice, especially the convenience and knowing what software is on there. I usually use my phone more. And Casey, you were saying that you use your phone for the most part as a phone. I use mine really more as a PDA. I mean, I do use the phone feature, but I get a kick out of all the web surfing. And it sounds like that's how you use yours for everything.
Yes, pretty much, yes. It's a lot easier than, you know, lugging out your laptop out of your backpack and stuff. So.
That's a very good point. All right, so if people want to contact either one of you, I mean, I'm hoping if Casey, would you mind giving out your email address? People may have some comments.
Sure, okay. No problem. Okay. My email address is C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, M as in Mary, and then the number is 120 at C as in Charlie, F as in Frank, L as in Lima, .rr.com.
Ty?
Yes, my email address is T as in Tom, Y as in you, period, S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, H as in have, W as in will, A as in at, B as in boy, at Blackhawk, all one word,
mm-hmm.
BLACKHAWK, dash, which is the hyphen, tech, TECH, .net.
And by the way, you guys are both scripters, so I suppose as mobile speak makes itself more open to such things, you'll both maybe be interested in programming for them or something? How's that for putting you on the spot? Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah, Casey's being quiet. Casey's like, maybe. But
yeah, I'm not sure how much I'm going to get into the phone scripting, but hey, you know.
You never know, right? Okay, listen, take care, gentlemen, and I'll see you on the list.
Well, that's it for this episode of the Candle Shore Podcast. I hope you'll stay tuned for further podcasts as we will have more interviews and more products to discuss, as well as other various topics that concern the world in which we live. My name is Mark Taylor. I'd like to hear from you. If you want to contact me for all things Candle Shore, you can go to www.candleshore.com. That's CandleShore.com. You can subscribe to this podcast /RSS feed at feeds.feedburner.com/Candle Shore. And if you'd like to email me, I really would love to hear from you. You can do so sending an email to musicman@candleshore.com. Take care. I'll see you again soon. And remember to make a joyful noise. Bye-bye.